With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump at the White House Thursday, saying she had done so as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says President Trump deserves credit for transforming the political landscape of Latin America.
Think about before President Trump took over. You had more Marxist regimes in the Western Hemisphere under Biden than you did at the height of the Cold War. Colombia fell. Brazil fell under Biden. Obviously, Mexico's problematic. Cuba's terrible. Venezuela. Well, now, what? We've got an Argentina leader that's conservative. Chile just elected somebody more conservative. And now potentially having Venezuela move back to where they used to be could be very, very good.
There's a 24 years to life in prison sentence for a New York drunk driver who killed four people.
Daniel Hayden, who worked as a substance abuse counselor and wrote a book on addiction, was convicted of murder and other charges. Prosecutors say in 2024, he drove a Ford F-150 at high speed through a fence and did not stop until he hit a family and friends celebrating at a park in Lower Manhattan. The truck stopped just feet from Helena Herrera. Its momentum halted by bodies trapped underneath. Herrera says she is still haunted by the fact that the only reason she is still alive is that the bodies of her best friend and others is what actually stopped the truck. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk returned to court Friday as his attorney sought to disqualify prosecutors because the daughter of a deputy county attorney involved in the case attended the rally where Charlie Kirk was shot. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blayton at the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% to 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. A hacker pleads guilty.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration Health System. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corp. announced plans to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. More details at srnnews.com.